Welcome to the podcast. My name is James Sanders, also known as Mr. Crit. And welcome to the Bait Mix Podcast. We haven't made a Bait Mix Podcast here in a while. We've been busy with all sorts of other things in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here with Brian today, and we wanted to talk a little bit about a pay lake that we had had an opportunity to go fish at not too long ago. It was back in April.
Right.
And it was on a Friday night we went. It was a really comfortable Friday night.
Yeah. I don't even think it wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold.
No, it was a really nice day.
Yeah.
It was almost the perfect fishing day, really.
Yeah. The one that it's like fishing where you want to sit outside rather than you're like, oh gosh, it's hot or it's too cold.
Yeah. Cause you know, some days you go fishing, like we went fishing yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh my God.
And it was a steamy 90 something degree day.
Yeah.
And we got a midday shower.
Yep.
That, you know, it didn't run us off because it was short, but it was just enough to make us miserable.
Yeah. It was just enough to make your stuff and you wet and then heat you right back up and steam you alive.
Yes. It made all the ground around us muddy or kind of nasty.
Yeah. You couldn't sit in your chair anymore because it was wet.
Yeah.
So you were done.
So this was a nice day when we went fishing, but the name of the pay lake, and it is a pay lake. We fish sometimes at pay lakes and sometimes we go just out to, you know, nature's whatever.
Yeah, just whatever we find.
Yeah, man, we try different places. And I had an opportunity to go to Floyd's Carp, Cat, and Lakeside Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is in the United States.
Right.
And it's in North Carolina, and it's in Shelby, North Carolina.
Right, yeah.
And it's on a road called Whitmar Lake Road.
It's a good name. There's a lake on it.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure what brought me to go try the lake in the first place. I can't remember what it was that caught my attention, but somehow I came across it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, what's weird is I had actually seen this lake before. I was up in an airplane probably, oh my gosh, I don't know how many years ago it's been, 15, 20 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
And I remember flying over this lake and seeing it. Now, I didn't know at the time whether it was a pay lake or not. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
But I remember the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually took a few photographs of it, but I don't know where they are. But I took some shots of it while I was up in the plane. And I remember thinking, I thought, well, you know, that'd make a nice pay lake down there.
Yeah.
So apparently it's been a pay lake for
some
time.
Somebody had the same idea, I guess.
Yes. But I think it was under, you know, back then it was, of course, a different ownership.
Yeah, it wasn't Floyd's back then.
Yeah. And so anyway, we went by the lake not too long ago. It's like I said, it's in Shelby, North Carolina. And we had a chance to go by there before we actually went to fish and meet some of the people there.
Right.
And they were really friendly.
Yeah.
I mean, they were nice people. We went there. It wasn't a time that they were actually fishing.
Yeah.
They were just kind of out and about hanging out. I think they might have been, maybe they were going to fish that evening. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I got a chance to go talk to the ownership, and apparently, and I don't know, don't hold me to this because I don't know their details, but
yeah,
it's, I think two different families actually went in together and either bought or they were just running the lake together. I don't know.
That's cool.
But either way, you've got two different families that are working together, I believe, in keeping the lake going and the shop and the grill and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And it is very clean.
Yeah, it's one of the cleaner pay lakes I've seen. I mean, there's some that, oh my gosh, it's terrible there. But this one was actually really good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. So, you know, we had a really good, because a lot of times we'll go to a pay lake and we'll actually do I don't know if it's a scouting trip, but we like to go out and look at it.
Yeah.
Take a few photographs, see if it's a place we want to fish. And we try to go back if we can. Now, if we go and we just get this awful impression that it would be a, you know, just a terrible trip, then we don't go.
Yeah.
And we don't go. But I had a chance to talk to them while I was there. They were very friendly. And we thought, you know, we definitely want to come back and fish here and see what it's like.
Yeah. Because it looked nice when we drove up there. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes. It's very clean. They have the little grill on the side there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we've seen a lot of pay lakes.
Yeah,
I mean, we've gone out to visit quite a few, and some of them we get better impressions than others, obviously.
Yeah, some of them are deteriorated. the walls are falling through. There's hardly ropes. You know, there's a shack, but I don't even know if it has a roof.
And I've noticed that some pay lakes, and now granted everybody's different, but some of the ownership or the people or the lake boss that's running the lake, some of them are a lot more friendly than others.
Yeah, some of them are not very nice.
They're not nice.
Yeah.
And it's not that they're mean. They're just not very hospitable or whatever it is. They're not welcoming.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess that's the trick. Now, they were very welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
So we were tickled about that. So a week later, we decided to go back. It was on a Friday night.
Right.
And we were going to fish their Friday night tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe that I have in the forum of the Baitmix website, I have a little something about that lake, and you can link to the schedule. But either way, in the Pay Lake directory, you can do a search on the website for Floyd's Carp Cat and Lakeside Grill Pay Lake, and you can go there, and there's a link to click on their Facebook page, and you can go get their schedule and what they're running right now.
Yeah,
if you wanted to go, okay, and you happen to be in this part of the country, so you'd have an opportunity to go out there and give it a shot, try it out, try your luck. Maybe you'll have better luck than we did. So, but anyway. Like I said, I'd seen the lake years earlier, got a chance to go by and talk to them, and we wanted to go back and fish. So it was the Friday night tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, you know, I don't always go out on a Friday night tournament. Honestly, I don't even remember what we paid.
I don't know either. It wasn't, I don't remember it being like anything too much though.
No, it doesn't. I can't remember, but it seems like it was around $60-something.
Yeah. It was very reasonable.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So I wasn't like, you know, some of these tournaments on Friday nights, which is one of their key nights, you could spend well over $100.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I'm that great carp fisherman that I'm willing to spend all that. Maybe for some people it's not an issue, but dang.
Yeah. And I think we just fished with what, four rods?
Yeah, I think it was four rods.
And I think we were fishing them together.
Yeah,
we just had one set. We were fishing together. Mm-hmm. So they didn't seem to mind you doing that. We asked them about that. They seemed to be okay with it at the time. Yeah. Now, I can't speak for them. I mean, they might change their policy tomorrow.
Yeah.
But for right now, we fished together when we went up there. So it was nice to be able to do that. I mean, that's a lot better than having to pay double to fish together.
Right.
Or one of us can't touch the rods.
Yeah.
I think it's nice when they let you fish the same set of rods if you want to.
Yeah, I like that more.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. But anyway, when we got there the Friday night, it's a couple things. You know, when you pull in, and you could tell there's a home out near the road, and you come around the home a little bit, and they got like a row of buildings, like a shop, and they got a grill, a little restaurant there.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to drive past those, and you can either go up the hill to the catfish lake. There's another, like a little catfish lake. Or you circle all the way around and get in line if you intend to fish and wait for the drawing.
Yeah.
Now, that was a little different.
That was, because some of them have, like, their own parking stuff. Some of them you just pull behind a spot somewhere. But in this one, you had to go in this big line.
Go in a big line around. And I don't know how many, we got there pretty early.
Yeah.
We tend to get at a place early and just kind of look at it and see how everything's done. And
yeah.
So we don't want to get there at the last minute because it's harder to get a feel for how they do things.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we were probably, I want to say we were a dozen cars back, maybe or a little more.
Yeah, something like that.
So we went over there, we parked our car, we got in line, and we got out and we walked around a little bit and got a chance to go inside the shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I've been into a lot of shops at some of these pay lakes, and some of them are pretty, I mean, they got a lot of stuff, and some of them, you know, they're really not much to it.
Yeah.
Some of them don't even have a shop, really.
Yeah, some of them don't. It's just like they got grits and maybe some oats or something, and then that's kind of it.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know about now, but last time I heard Foster's over here and on the other side of Spartanburg. Now Foster's, that he had said recently, he was not even going to offer any more stuff in his shop. He might have a drink or something, but I saw a little bait in there like one time, but he pretty much said you got to bring your own bait.
Mm.
So I don't know what ticked him off, but
he's just not doing it anymore.
He just gave up on that. I've never seen that before, but he completely said, you know, bring your own stuff. Now I don't know if he's doing that now.
Yeah.
But I thought that was different. But anyway, when we went inside the shop, they got a pretty good selection of rods and reels, bait and tackle and that kind of thing, more than most of the Palex that we've seen.
Yeah, and it's a pretty nice shop as far as I've seen them. You know, some of them, they look a little run down, but this one was nice. It was well kept, you could tell.
It was well kept. And, you know, it's funny when you go into these Palex and you look at some of the bait that's on the wall that's kind of getting bare. Mm-hmm. And you know something goes there and you see that it's a certain flavor or whatever and it's missing, sometimes that can be an indicator as to what the lake is on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, if they're out of grits, you know, probably grits is doing grits. Okay. Yeah, it might be doing okay. Well, you know, it's you know, you can consider that's a possibility, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even some of the bait flavors as well.
Yep.
And so, but we walked around inside the shop. Now, they had some reels up there. Nice reels. They had some pro rockets and that kind of stuff. Now, it was a little pricey, but they are pricey anyway.
Yeah, they're pricey no matter where you are.
But they did have a nice selection. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had, you know, I think it seemed like they had some purple ones and some different things.
But yeah, they had all sorts of them.
Yeah, but they had a good many.
Yeah.
Now, I've always thought it was good when people sell rods and reels and stuff like that at their lake, because if somebody comes in there and they fish a tournament and they do really well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a good chance they might buy some of that from your shop.
Yeah, really.
So it's good to have. I mean, I don't know that I would, you know, just spend $1 million to stock it up, but it's nice to have that available.
Yeah, it is.
For the winners.
Yeah. Well, maybe not for us.
Not for the winners. Yeah, we can barely afford the bait.
But, yeah.
You know. But anyway, when it came time for the drawing, we had paid our way and it came time for the drawing. They have a big old board outside their building, the shop. Mm-hmm. And it's got the, you know, it's kind of like the spots around the lake that you can peg when your number's called.
Right.
And if I remember correctly, the way they do their drawing is they have two or three little bags that they call in, you know, and you get pegs, but you're teamed with somebody.
Yeah.
And so they do that to call out their jugs and stuff and all this for out of the bag with chips and that kind of thing. They have people pull those out. But when they call your number, you're teamed with another person. I guess that helps it go a little bit faster.
Yeah.
And you go peg the board together. Now, the person that actually the number was called, I think generally gets the first choice.
Okay. Yeah.
And then your teammate goes and puts his peg in. I guess they figure if it was his number called and you both went up, he would pick first, then you, and then they'd go to the next one. But that kind of helps expedite, you know, the pegboard scenario.
Yeah. It's kind of better than waiting around for like an hour, waiting on numbers as one person goes.
And I want to mention something about that. We went to a pay lake not too long ago, and we had mentioned in another podcast about house fishermen.
Yeah.
How sometimes these pay lakes are, most of them are on the level, but occasionally a pay lake will do something and it'll make you wonder if they're being on the level.
Yeah.
You know, not to say they're not, but it does give you the impression there could be something a little shady going on.
Yeah. Some of them feel a little off.
They do. I didn't get that impression here.
No. This one felt, honestly, it was one of the more fair ones.
More fair, and it felt completely on the level.
Yeah.
And which I really appreciate because we had went to another pay lake and I don't want to say which one, because I don't know if it was anything weird about it, but, when you went in there and you paid and they gave you a peg number or a little, like a golf tee with a number on it or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I noticed that they would take a chip or something that they had written numbers on or whatever and put it in a bag. So what that means, we were one of the first people there at that other pay lake.
Yeah.
And they put our chip in right away. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so everybody that came in after that and had bought and paid their way in, they kept putting chips in. So what that means is the people that came in last and they put their chips in the bag on top.
Yeah.
And so naturally, imagine if the pay lake had buddies and they knew not to come pay their way in until the very end, right before the drawing.
Yeah.
And their chips go on top. Then maybe we don't mix the bag up so much.
Yeah.
Or if at all, and then they go out there and they start calling numbers out of the bag. Well, the people that paid last is going to get drawn first.
Yep.
And the people that paid first is going to be at the bottom of the bag.
Yeah.
And that's what had happened to us.
Yeah, that was very weird, because it's not like they do a good shake on the bag or
they didn't do anything
nice, you know.
It could be they forgot.
Maybe.
And it could be that's just, you know, they don't normally do that, or it was just an off night, or who knows.
But yeah.
Now, this is not at the Floyd's Car Cat and Lakeside Grill we're talking about here. No. This is at another pay lake. I want to make sure I stress that. But it was one of those scenarios where we were one of the first people to pay, and definitely one of the first people chosen.
Yeah.
Our numbers called very last. And you could see them doing it, and you knew, okay, these people have either forgotten to shake their bag,
mm-hmm.
or we're getting hoodooed a little bit here.
Yeah, it was pretty bad there.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that's guaranteeing you that you're going to lose or win or whatever, but it gives you an edge in choosing your location.
Yeah. If you know where they're fishing at and you know where the fish have been, you can kind of pick it out a little better.
Yeah, it gives you a slightly higher chance of winning.
Not that there's not fish everywhere in the lake. But
right, right.
There's generally spots that tend to be hot and cold depending on when you are.
And I kind of felt like that lake was kind of setting you up at a disadvantage from the word go.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything, but I didn't like it. But to me, what that said to me is, don't go back.
Yeah.
Or at least not for a while, unless you don't really care if you win.
Yeah.
You know,
if you're just fishing and you don't care, fine. But it's, you know, we didn't like that too much.
No, I didn't like that. Now, at Floyd's, Carp Cat and Lakeside Grill, I did not get that impression.
No, Floyd's was way different.
Yes. They went to great lengths, to be fair.
Yeah. And I think, didn't they have like three bags or something?
Yeah.
They handed them out to different people.
They did, because that was for the jugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were drawing a couple of floating jugs and that kind of thing. I don't remember exactly how that went, but I remember it was more than fair.
Yeah.
And I even complimented one of the owners there that I thought that was really above and beyond, to be fair, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah, that didn't mean I'm going to win anything at the lake. I won't catch any fish, but I felt like going in, I had a fair shot.
Yeah. They had that. Did they have that sort of bingo type thing where the ball is in that container and it blows them around and pops them up?
Which, like we had talked about at the other pay lake, eliminated the possibility of the bag not being properly shuffled.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell this was really random.
They went above and beyond to choose your spots randomly as they can.
Yeah.
Within reason. I mean, they did. And honestly, like I said, I like that.
Yeah.
Now, it takes a little bit more time in that regard, but I like having a fair shot.
Yeah.
A pick in my spot.
Yep.
Now, granted, with our luck, we didn't get chosen at the beginning anyway.
Yeah.
Or even in the middle, rather. We were on the back end.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like that it was due to anything they did.
Yeah.
You know, that's just our luck anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. You could tell that they did a good job, honestly.
Yeah, they did. The spots on the ground where you actually, when you get your spot from the pegboard,
mm-hmm.
they're a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not what you typically get at a pay lake.
Yeah, usually they're like painted on some little signs and stuck in the ground, or they're like on some posts along the fence or along the shore there, but not on this one.
In a lot of pay lakes, you're also fishing between the numbers.
Right.
Or to the right of the number or whatever. Mm-hmm. But here, there's these little numbers that are stamped or put in the ground, and you put your stands around the number right on either side.
Mm-hmm.
And you're fishing to the rod stand or the shed across the way on the other side of the lake that has that same number on the top.
Right. And some of them have the buoys. This one does, but you have to, it's like you're fishing between the two that are left and right of your number. So you're aiming for your number and aiming for this little area between it.
Yes. Yes. So it's a little different. When we first saw it, we weren't really sure how they were doing that.
Yeah. We had thought it was like the number on top of the shack was your number.
Yes.
But that's not
That's not it.
No. Yeah. And when we say stamped on the ground, it's literally like a couple inch round coin almost that's just laying in the ground.
Yes. Now, when we chose, I forget which number we got when we picked, but it seemed like, I know where we were on the backside down toward the shallow end.
Right. Yeah. Like when you drive in, we were basically the opposite corner.
Yes. Down toward the shallow end on the far left side of the lake, if you're driving in looking at the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And that seemed to be a pretty popular area.
Yeah.
And so actually when we chose that spot, I felt pretty good about it.
Yeah.
It
felt like a good spot.
Yeah. And so now when the bait that we chose this particular night, we didn't make anything special, but we had had some already made.
Yeah.
We had a couple things. I think we had a little bit of grits, mm-hmm. and we had some Green Monster rice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a recipe for the Green Monster on Bait Mix. If you go to the, you know, to the bait section and you'll be able to see what is in that. But basically it's a green colored rice. It's more of a butterscotch smell.
Yeah. It smells just like butterscotch. When I saw it, I thought it was going to be like green apple or something.
Yeah.
It is not. It's just butterscotch. It's green.
Yeah. And you can buy flavors that have, if you're around this part of the country, like in southeastern United States, there's like some people sell flavors called Green Monster.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a green colored butterscotch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to be honest, I don't think that was our best option.
It really wasn't. I think we had, when we made it, I think we were just like, well, what do we have in the drawer? Right. And then we were like, well, we never used this before.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't know that we took grits too, because it seemed like we weren't, there's something we're not allowed to use on the lake. Was it grits?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
But anyway, if you look in the forum of the website, I have this lake, the Floyd's Carp Cat and Lakeside Grill, and I think I put that you couldn't use grits. So I think we didn't use that,
mm-hmm.
and we stuck with the rice. The rice,
yeah.
That may have been, well, I think we may have taken some and said, oh, we can't use this, because there's a couple of things they don't want you to use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm pretty sure, unless I'm mistaken, you can use chow.
I think so.
And I think I saw a lot of people using chow. Mm-hmm. But either way, we didn't have a lot of luck.
No.
We caught one or two fish that night.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, they weren't big.
Yeah.
They were small teens, if that. You know, maybe I think we caught like a 10-pounder, maybe a 13.
Yeah.
But we didn't tear it up.
No.
Now, we did get a lot of bumps.
Yeah. There was plenty of bumps to be had.
Yeah, and other people around us were catching a few. Nobody was really killing it.
Yeah, it wasn't a night where anybody went and just tore it up.
No, I didn't think that it was one of those prime feeding nights where it was just ripping out of the stands.
Yeah. There was nobody doing that.
No, and there was times we went for 2 or 3 hours and only one or two fish got caught.
Yeah, it wasn't like, that was not a night where it just popped off right there. No.
And there was a good number of fishermen out there.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I don't know exactly how many, but both sides, I would say the majority of the spots were picked or people were fishing there.
There may have been like, you know, a handful of spots left, but it was really not much.
Yeah, so we didn't catch a lot, but now we did discover one thing. We noticed in the shop earlier,
mm-hmm.
there we had mentioned that sometimes if something's missing, that could be an indicator. Of what might be working. And we saw, now we had tried pickup wise, we had a bunch of pickups. Some of them were older, we had had from other fishing trips we'd went on.
Yeah.
A couple things we made, but we tried pretty much everything we had.
Yeah, we were trying, because we weren't really catching that much. We were trying everything we had.
We tried all kinds of stuff. Yeah. We tried kicks and pops and, you know, corn puffs, and we tried different flavors that we'd had on hand and stuff like that. And none of that really worked all that great.
Yeah, none of it was just like, wow, that's way better than the other thing.
Yeah, but we did discover one bait on that night, or one pickup flavor that did help us.
Right, yeah.
And that was the anise flavor.
Yeah.
Now, the shop was a little short on anise.
Yeah.
When we got there, we did notice that.
Yeah, because I think they have them at the register, and they got different boxes of, you know, those. It's like those little, I don't know, they're bakery type thing, like concentrate flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And they got like mint and strawberry, whatever else you got. And then they had anise. The anise was just empty, except for like two bottles.
Right. And it did pretty well. We caught one of our fish on it.
Yeah.
And we noticed that we didn't buy the anise there. We had some.
No, we had some. Yeah.
Yeah, we had some in our tackle box. It was just a small bottle of concentrated anise, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we tried a little bit of that on some pickups, and that seemed to really help.
It did. It was our best flavor of the night, really.
Yeah. Now, as far as the base is concerned, the actual bait, I probably, if I had to go back, I would have used chow.
Yeah.
But it was a little cooler in the year then.
Yeah, it was.
You know, now.
It might be different now.
Yeah, maybe different. It's been a little while. We didn't get a chance to make this podcast at the time. But back in April, chow probably would have been better.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. But we just didn't have the right bait that night to really win. But we were getting hits, and we caught a couple.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we didn't catch anything.
Yeah.
And there were some guys around us, a couple of them in the corners, that had caught some fish as well. Now, we did put on the website at baitmix.com in the blog section some photographs from that night.
Yeah.
So there are some nice photographs of the lake. And to be honest, it is a beautiful lake.
It really is nice.
Yeah. The lights are pretty. The colors are nice. It feels like a really well-kept, clean lake, which I really like. To be honest, and like I said, we've been to a lot of them. That was one of my favorite lakes.
Yeah.
I would say top five.
Yeah, me too.
That I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Which is really saying something, because there's a lot of great carp lakes out there.
Yeah.
Now, there may be some out there that I've never been to that are just phenomenal, but this is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
The ownership was nice. The people, very friendly. And while you're fishing at the lake, these people, they have their little grill up here.
Mm-hmm.
And they serve, I didn't really read the menu all that well, but we took a few photographs of the menu, I think, and may have stuck it in the form of the website. But they have like hot dogs and hamburgers.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, corn dogs, fries.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
And they actually come around on a golf cart and take your order. Now, you can go up there and tell them what you want, and they'll bring it to you. I don't know if they do that every night, but they were that night.
Yeah, when we were there, they were driving around. They were doing all of it.
There was a nice young lady coming around bringing everybody their food and taking orders.
Yeah.
Which, now, I don't know if they do that every night, but I thought that was pretty nice.
That's pretty awesome, yeah.
Now, they're not the fastest.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't expect them to be super fast. They're trying to run a carp lake. They probably got to-go orders.
Yeah.
And they're still trying to feed the lake, and they, you know, and it's not like they're fully staffed restaurant.
Yeah, it's just a couple people that I think are in that family there that work there.
Yeah, so if you go there and you order food, just remember to be a little patient with them.
Yeah.
They're doing the best they can. They got their hands full.
Yeah, they do.
And I think the girl that came around on the golf cart, now I can't say for sure, but I think she was a family member.
I think so.
Maybe, I don't know, a niece or something like that, but she was very friendly, and she was trying her best to get everybody their food and take orders, which I thought was nice.
Yeah. And the food was good.
It was good. Yeah. Yeah. You know. I mean, not five-star good.
Yeah.
But for a pay lake, it was really good.
Awesome for a pay lake. Usually at a pay lake, you get like a bag of Fritos, and that's all you get.
So I was completely satisfied and happy with what we got.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, the lake was really nice. So it's not some place that I would definitely be afraid to recommend that you go. Compared to some of the carp lakes that we've been to over the years, like I said, it was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, me too.
Now, I would have liked to have caught more fish.
Yeah.
And probably on a different night, maybe we would have had the right bait, and we may have won a lot. But on that night, we didn't know enough about the lake. We'd only been there once.
Yeah.
You know, we had never been there before, so we just completely picked the bait that we just had.
Yeah, we just picked random.
Yeah, and so we had some of that. We went out there and tried it. And now, if you want to know, like I said, the Green Monster bait's on the website, a little bit about the lake. The photographs is in the blog section of the Pay Lake when we went that night in April. So you can go back and take a look at those if you want to. It's up to
you.
But my overall impression of the Pay Lake is if they can maintain what they're doing now, long-term. See, that's what some pay lakes run into when they first get started. And this is, I won't say their first state. The lake's been there a while, but for that couple of families, they haven't been working together on this too long. And right now they're starting out doing everything right.
Yeah.
Pretty much. If they can maintain that long-term, they're going to have a lot of success.
Yeah.
They're going to be a very popular pay lake, and people are going to enjoy going there. I enjoyed going there.
Yeah, it was a good place.
But some pay lakes start out that way, and then they go through a burnout phase, and they just don't do the things that they did in the beginning.
Yeah,
long term, they tend to start getting lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything starts to go downhill after that. Now, I don't know that that'll happen here. I didn't get that impression.
Yeah,
but a lot of lakes do.
Yeah, they seem pretty good, though. I hope they do keep it up.
Yeah, some of these pay lakes change hands just like people change their clothes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
One year, so-and-so owns it, and the next year, somebody else owns it, and they might change the name, and it's very confusing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But I would definitely go back.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything stopping me, and I plan to go back. Now I don't know if I'll go this year, but I'm going to try to go again this year. But I'm definitely going back.
Yeah,
and maybe next time I'll go, I'll actually catch something, you know, that wins.
Yeah,
because usually when we go to a pay lake, we don't expect to win.
No,
we don't fish to win. We fish to have fun.
Yeah,
and if we win, that's like a bonus.
Yeah, bonus fun.
Yeah, yeah, and sometimes we do. I mean, sometimes, you know, we have really good days and we do win.
Yeah.
But generally, that's not our goal is to go see what the lake's like.
Right.
And see what the people are like and see what we, you know, what the impression we get of the lake or pay lake or whatever it is we're fishing in.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a good time there.
It was a good place. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. And mentioning that, I had asked the owner there a couple of questions. Sometime throughout the night, I had stopped by and talked to him. He was up near the scales or one of the owners or whatever. I don't know. But he actually went out his way to come out to where I was fishing and bring – he didn't have the answer right then, but he came out there to tell me. I mean, most people wouldn't do that.
No, they wouldn't.
No, he went out of his way to do that. And that says something, really.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It says that they really do care about their reputation – people coming out there having fun. They really want people to come back.
Yeah.
And you don't get that nowadays.
No.
Some people, they just got this, the customer service in the world in general has taken a nosedive.
Yeah.
And I think that's why if you go to a pay lake that's got a little bit of, you know, they actually care a little bit about their customers. I mean, that's going to help them a lot.
Yeah. They seem like they really cared. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. All right, guys. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast. And we're going to talk about some other things and other fishing places that we've been going to and other things that we want to discuss and all. But we hope that you're having a good summer and you're catching a whole lot of carp out there and everything's going well for you. Again, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon.